I'm Anna O'Neill, still down here on London's South Bank, where we're celebrating International Women's Day in style with the Soul Train. You can probably hear it in the background. And I am with actor or actress, should I say actress or actor?
I don't mind.
Diana Quick. Of, if you were thinking about Brideshead Revisited, my sister loved that one, you know.
Thank you.
I remember Sebastian with his teddy bear everywhere. As a little one, you think, why has that man got a teddy bear? Anyway, we're not talking about teddy bears today. We are talking feminism, Diana, aren't we?
We're talking International Women's Day.
We are. But we're talking, with you and I, we're talking about feminism.
We
were
indeed.
You were part of the original feminist movement.
Well, I was a student in the late 60s when the female unit came out, when Simone de Beauvoir's book, which became popular, when the whole American female movement came over to Britain. And it was brand new then. And you were asking me whether you think it's changed, whether we've gone forward, gone backwards, stayed the same. And I'll just give you one statistic, which is that if you look at our Houses of Parliament today, there are more people as members of Parliament called Dave than there are female members of both houses. So we've got a long way to go.
What about as a woman in the world of acting?
Yes.
How difficult is that?
Well,
as you get older, I mean.
It's definitely got better in certain ways, in that there are more women directing and more women producing. And there are more stories about women. But there continues to be fantastic pressure on women to look right. Think how many times you've picked up one of the gossip magazines and there's somebody's visible panty line or bulging tummy circled. You know, you're not allowed to grow old gracefully. You're supposed to be fixed. I'm resisting that as best I can.
But you're growing old beautifully, Diana, can I just say.
Thank you.
So you're also involved in these campaigns. You've got the, sorry, may I look? Your
I've
white
got
ribbon,
my white ribbon.
White ribbon badge.
Yeah. For the White Ribbon Alliance
which
for Safe
does
Motherhood.
Not.
Well, it's an international network of organisations trying to make it safer for mothers and babies giving birth and being born. It was one of the Millennium Goals. It still hasn't been achieved, and it would be the easiest one to fix. It doesn't take very much money to make it safer for women. It's a question of training more midwives, training more nurses, and passing out more information. Those we could do very easily, and the White Ribbon is doing its best to make that happen.
All right, well, I'll wish you a very happy Women's Day.
Thank you.
We're having fun here. Let's carry on having
fun. Yeah, come on. Come on, let's get down and do some more dancing.